The views expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of this station. Content is for educational purposes only. Consult a financial advisor or conduct your own due diligence if investing. Calls are pre-screened and the show was pre-recorded earlier this week. Rick is with Edelman Financial Engines, a part of Financial Engines Advisors, LLC, and the investment advisor that furnishes this program. Barron's ranks financial advisory firms based on assets managed, team size, experience, and regulatory record. Firms self-nominate. Investment returns and experience are not considered. Advisors in the Hall of Fame have been in the top 100 for 10-plus years. Future performance is not guaranteed.
This is the Rick Edelman Show. Barron's ranks Edelman Financial Engines the number one independent investment advisor in the country. And Rick is in the Barron's Financial Advisor Hall of Fame. Now, here's Rick Edelman.
And a very happy holiday season weekend to you. Welcome to the Rick Edelman Show. Yes, indeedy, tis that time of year when we prepare ourselves for the onslaught of the holidays. Yes, Thanksgiving is coming up this very Thursday, and that officially begins the holiday season with Black Friday following on the heels of Thanksgiving's dinner. That's when all the deals are supposedly available in the marketplace for you to do your holiday shopping. And so I thought I would begin this weekend's radio show with appropriate music as we enter the holiday season. Yes, there's no question about it. The holidays are filled with fun, but they're also filled with, yes, indeedy, as Billy says, pressure. And we have to recognize that it's a time not only with celebration with the family, but unfortunately, it's also a perilous time for your personal finances. 134 million Americans will go into debt this holiday season. 35 million Americans still have credit card debt from the last holiday season.
That's quite enough!
Yes, I'm afraid it certainly is. And 63% of adults, maybe you too, say they have felt pressure to overspend during the holidays.
No.
Yeah, it's really that simple. 33% say they have felt pressure to overspend on airline tickets, gas, and lodging. Is family pressuring you to travel? Well, it's easy for them to say, come visit, but who's going to pay for those airfares and the hotels and the gasoline? 36% who host holiday parties say that they feel inclined to spend more hosting those parties than they really want to spend. Also, 36% say they feel pressured to donate to charity more than they wanted to. It's not only there. 51%, half of all American adults, say they feel pushed to splurge on holiday presents. As a result of all this, 24% say they're willing to re-gift. 19% say they're willing to buy used items to cut costs. And 16% say they simply want to boycott the holidays altogether.
Yes, the most shocking experience of their lives. Doubly shocking because it can happen to you.
And I'm afraid it is going to happen to you. The holidays are happening to all of us. But here's the amazing thing. 21% say that the pressure started in September. You've been under the gun already, and this is just a whole lot not a fun. So let me help you out, okay? Let me help you avoid the risk of going into debt during this holiday season. We know what happens. You create a list of the people that you want to buy stuff for, and unfortunately, your list gets out of hand. Even worse, you tend to ignore that list. So let me give you the advice that I have shared on this radio show every year for the past almost 30 years that I've been doing this broadcast. This is my tried and true advice for helping you avoid the risk of going into debt during the holiday season. Here's what it comes down to. Real simple. Number one, make a list. Make a list of everyone you need to buy a gift for. Notice the word need as opposed to want. Okay, so make a list of everyone you need to be buying gifts for. Next, write down next to each name, not what you're going to buy that person, but how much you're going to spend on that person. This is where everybody gets into trouble. You see, if you say, I'm going to buy a sweater for Aunt Ida, and you go to the store or you look online, you might discover that those sweaters are twice as expensive as you thought. And you say to yourself mentally, well, you know, I've committed myself to buying her a sweater. And so you just click and you end up buying that sweater, even though it's twice as much money as you wanted to spend. That's the problem. Don't make a list of what you're going to buy people. Make a list of how much you're going to spend on each person. And then, knowing the dollar amount you've allocated to Aunt Ida, if the sweater turns out to be more expensive than that number, you go choose a different gift. She doesn't get a sweater. Simple as that. And one other important element here. This is another way that people get themselves tripped up. When you decide that you're going to spend $50 on Aunt Ida, that $50 has to be all in. In other words, it has to include the wrapping paper, the card, the ribbon, and the shipping expenses. You have to include all of the costs, because what happens so often is that people spend $50 for Aunt Ida, and then they spend another $15 on all that other stuff. I mean, how much does it cost to ship the box to her? How much does it cost for the wrapping paper on the card? And oh, by the way, the scotch tape and the scissors and everything else that goes along with all this. And if you don't factor that in to the purchase price itself, instead of spending $50 on Aunt Ida, you've just spent $58. You've just spent 16% more on her gift than you had allocated. So, how much are you going to spend on Aunt Ida? And it's got to be on an all-in basis. Next, do this for each person on your list. You come up with a total dollar amount. You now have a grand total of how much you're going to spend. Do you like the number? Does it look okay to you? Is it affordable? If it is, great, you're good to go. But if it's too much money as a grand total, you got to cut down the list. You either have to take some names off the list, or you have to reduce the amount of money per person on the list. And oh, by the way, if you're going to do group things, such as you're going to bake for a group of people, say all the folks in the office, well, you have to factor in those costs as well, so that your grand total is a manageable number. And then, after you get to a grand total of an amount that you are okay with, within your budget, your spending limitation that you have self-imposed, ideally, here's what you do. Do not shop online. Instead, go to the bank. Get a cash withdrawal from your checking account or your savings account of that dollar amount. Take the cash with you to your favorite local shopping mall and pay cash for everything you buy. And when you run out of cash, you're done. Simple as that. This way, if you overspend on Aunt Ida, well, Uncle Harvey is just going to have to get that much less. And by walking into the mall with cash, not using credit cards, which makes it easy to overspend, and not shopping online, which by default require credit cards, which again makes it easy to overspend, by going into the malls with cash, you dramatically reduce the risk that you are going to end up overspending. And this way, you come out of the holiday season without having had to go into debt, without having spent more money than you can afford, more money that you wanted to. After all, if you really think about it, for the most part, all you're doing are buying gifts for people you don't like and gifts they don't really want. So think about it. Let's get through the holidays and let's get through them financially intact. Hey, speaking of that, there was big news this week. Do you remember the movie The Money Pit? The big famous movie, 1986, it's that long ago. Tom Hanks and Shelley Long. That house actually exists. It's in Long Island, New York, and it just sold for $3.5 million after being on the market for 5 years. The house sold for 76% less than its 2014 asking price. They had originally asked $12.5 million. They finally sold it for $3.5 million. The Money Pit turns out to be a true story. The folks who just sold the house bought it in 2002. They paid $2.1 million. They then invested $6 million in renovations, a grand total of $8 million they put into the house. They tried to sell it for $12 million. They ended up selling it for only $3.5 million, a dramatic loss of more than half of their investment.
How long do you think all that'll take?
2 weeks.
Really? Yeah, that's all. When do you think you could start?
Just as soon as your check clears.
Any idea when you're going to be finished here?
2 weeks.
How long will it take to put this place together?
2 weeks.
And what they're all saying right now is,
how did it come to this?
So yeah, the money pit. True story. I'm Rick Edelman. You're listening to The Truth About Money. Stay tuned for more on The Rick Edelman Show. From my colleagues and I at Edelman Financial Engines, you can reach us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at ricedelman.com.
By Talkers Magazine as one of the heavy 100 talk show hosts in America. This is the Rick Edelman Show.
Let's talk for a minute about stock market volatility. Hi, Rick Edelman here. You can expect to see market volatility, but don't let it frighten you out of your investment and retirement accounts. Now, I'm not making light of volatility. We get it. It's unsettling. But volatility is really simply a routine part of long-term investing. And the best way for you to avoid stock market volatility? Don't have all your money in stocks. That's why here at Edelman Financial Engines, we're careful to give our clients highly diversified portfolios, placing only a portion of assets into stocks. This helps give you the confidence that stock market volatility is really nothing to get concerned about. We've been helping thousands of clients just like you for 33 years. So come talk with us at Edelman Financial Engines and let us help put your market worries aside. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
When it comes to using data, everyone is different, which is why Xfinity Mobile created a different kind of wireless network. One that's designed to save you money by letting you design your own data, giving you more choice and control compared to other top wireless carriers. Now, you can choose unlimited, shared data, or mixed lines of each and switch any line, anytime. No one else lets you do that, or automatically connects you to millions of secure Wi-Fi hotspots and the best LTE everywhere else. So no matter where you are, we've got you covered. All while saving you up to $400 a year on your wireless bill. Xfinity Mobile, it's wireless reimagined. And now it's the perfect time to get the perfect gift. Get $250 off when you buy an eligible phone during Xfinity Mobile Beyond Black Friday. Call, visit a store, or go to XfinityMobile.com today. Simple, easy, awesome. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires residential postpay Xfinity Internet. Actual savings vary and are not guaranteed. Offer ends 12/8/19. Requires purchase of new eligible mobile phone while supplies last. New line activation. Transfer of number within 30 days of purchase date and device payment plan. Credit applied over 22 to 23 months. For Xfinity Mobile broadband disclosures, visit www.xfinity.com/mobile.
Welcome back to the Rick Edelman Show. Rick Edelman here, 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. This past week, I spent a couple of days in a production studio. We were filming a whole bunch of stuff for television these past 2 days, and like, it's amazing how much work gets involved in producing television. 50 crew all over the place. And naturally, as you'd expect, a lot of downtime, at least for me, as they're fussing with their whatever they're fussing with. And so I had an opportunity to get into some conversation with several of the crew. And I met one gentleman who was the assistant director. And in the course of the work I was doing, I was talking about retirement planning and pensions and IRAs and such. And he came up to me and we were chatting, and he was very happy with himself. He said he's a member of the Directors Guild, and he said, we have this awesome pension plan. And I was like, wow, good for you. That's terrific. And he was going on and on. I'm going to get $65,000 a year when I retire. I've been a director for 30 years, and when I finally retire, and he was just going on and on. He was so excited, very confident in his future retirement security. So we went on a break. I pulled out my phone, and I just Googled the Directors Guild of America pension plan. And right there went to the Society of Actuaries, which is a nonprofit organization that evaluates the financial status of pension plans across the country, and I had to give him the bad news. According to the Society of Actuaries evaluation of the Directors Guild of America's pension plan, as of 2017, it is 54% unfunded.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, so I said to him, based on this, this is an unfunded liability of more than half, which means the pension plan has less than half the money in it that it needs to pay you and everybody else the benefits that are being promised. The color ran out of his face. It's not just the Directors Guild of America. I then took a look at the Writers Guild of America. Their pension plan is 56% unfunded. The Motion Picture Industry pension plan is 69% unfunded. And this is a sad story that is all too common, as I have shared with you many times on this program. If you work for an employer that is promising you a pension, or you're a member of a union, and you are being promised pension benefits, just ask, how well funded is the pension plan? Is enough money going into the plan? Is the plan earning a high enough rate of return to meet the obligations that are being currently paid to current retirees, as well as being promised to future retirees? Because if that plan is severely underfunded, I mean, think about it. We're in the throes of a 10-year bull market. This is the longest running bull market in stock market history. Stock prices have about quadrupled since the lows of 2009. When the stock market was around 6,700 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's now about 28,000. And over the past 10 years, with the stock market rising in value to unprecedented levels, all-time highs, to have these pension plans continue to be severely underfunded, well, my goodness, what's going to happen to them when a recession hits, when the stock market falls? In other words, this might be about as good as it gets, and they're severely underfunded. So if you're counting on a pension plan, well, you might want to double check to see how well you can rely on it. Because what I don't want you to do is to enter retirement finding yourself saying,
I am very disappointed.
And pension plans are trying to deal with this in various ways. Some of them are taking bigger risks with their investments in order to get higher returns. They're investing in rental property, infrastructure projects like buying trains and leasing them to the government. They're constructing greenhouses, leasing them out to tomato growers to trying to get rents of 6%. One is investing in a company that burns waste to generate electricity. They're hoping to get 5% returns over 20 years. Some are moving into emerging market debt. There are even some pension plans that are buying a 100-year Argentinian bond. Do you want me to say that one again?
Well, you say we try that one again, huh?
Okay, I will. A 100-year Argentinian bond. Why are they buying it? Because this is Argentina. Their economy is in terrible shape. The yield on that bond is 28%. When's the last time you saw a 28% bank CD at your local neighborhood bank branch? So some pension funds have gone after that, but there's a problem. In August, the bonds fell in value by half because of political uncertainty in Argentina. So, some pension funds are frankly just closing their doors and hanging it up. FedEx just did that. They've closed their pension plan to new hires starting January 1st. Now, if you're already in FedEx's pension plan, your benefit is unaffected. But you've got companies that are basically saying, we give up. There's no way we can continue to provide the pension benefits that we've promised. Then politicians have made it even worse when they promise these massive benefits to school teachers, firefighters, police officers. What better way than to get their vote come election season than to promise them big pension benefit increases? Of course, they then don't bother providing the funding, and now these pension plans across the country are severely underfunded. What's the total dollar value? 4 trillion dollars. That's how much pension plans in this country are underfunded. So the message is just real simple. If you're being promised a pension, save and invest as though it didn't exist. Better to enter retirement with too much money than not enough. Hey, let me change subjects for you here. I mentioned last week the fascinating story in China that just about everybody in China is now using QR codes. They're buying and paying for goods and services using Alipay and WeChat Pay, a mobile payment system on their smartphones, which is great for the 1.4 billion people who live in China. But what about the 140 million tourists? I mentioned last week that the only way you can use Alipay and WeChat Pay is if you have a Chinese bank account. Well, that doesn't do American tourists any good. So here's the good news. Yes, indeedy, I do have good news for you.
I've got some good news for you.
I just said that. As of this month, travelers can now use Alipay and WeChat Pay without having to open a Chinese bank account. This just became available. And at Alipay, you can create a prepaid account and fund it with your Visa or MasterCard. And you can load up to $285 at a time. With WeChat Pay, you just link your credit card to it. Not just Visa and MasterCard, but also Amex and Discover and even Diners Club. So check if you're planning to travel to China for business or pleasure. Check with your credit card company to see if you can use your card in China and see if there might be fees associated with it. But plan on definitely using Alipay and WeChat Pay when you go to China. So last week, there was a big problem. And this week, we got it all solved.
Well, then what say we all go get some ice cream?
Hooray!
So I'm Rick Edelman. Thanks for joining us on the program today. Hey, I mentioned the struggle with holiday gift giving. Here's a simple, easy idea for you. It's the Squirrel Manifesto. If you have children, grandchildren in your life, it's a fabulous little book. You know why I say that? Because I wrote it with my wife, Jean. Yes, we wrote the Squirrel Manifesto. It's for 4 to 8 year olds, teaching them the very basics, the important principles of money. Spend a little, save a little, give a little, even tax a little. And guess what? It's about 10 bucks at Amazon.com. Wonderful little stocking stuffer, the Squirrel Manifesto. I'm Rick Edelman. Stay with us for more here on The Truth About Money. 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or online at rickedelman.com.
More with the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Truth About Your Future, coming up on The Rick Edelman Show.
Want a financially secure retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Let me tell you how we do it here at Edelman Financial Engines. We start with helping you figure out how much income you'll need in retirement. Next, we look at your pension and Social Security income, and finally, your savings and investments. As part of all this, we consider when you want to retire, your life expectancy, and your spouse's age and life expectancy too. We look at inflation, taxes, and investment rates of return, and very important, we ask how you feel about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. There's a lot to consider, and if you've never tackled the topic of retirement security before, it can be a little intimidating. That's why you should come talk with us. At Edelman Financial Engines, we're experts at retirement planning, and we can help you make sure that your retirement is exactly what you want it to be, well-funded. So call us at Edelman Financial Engines, 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Want a financially secure retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Let me tell you how we do it here at Edelman Financial Engines. We start with helping you figure out how much income you'll need in retirement. Next, we look at your pension and Social Security income, and finally, your savings and investments. As part of all this, we consider when you want to retire, your life expectancy, and your spouse's age and life expectancy too. We look at inflation, taxes, and investment rates of return. And very important, we ask how you feel about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. There's a lot to consider, and if you've never tackled the topic of retirement security before, it can be a little intimidating. That's why you should come talk with us. At Edelman Financial Engines, we're experts at retirement planning, and we can help you make sure that your retirement is exactly what you want it to be, well-funded.
So call us at Edelman Financial Engines, 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Welcome back to the Rick Edelman Show. Happy to have you with me this half hour. There's a big lawsuit that a bunch of brokerage firms have just lost. Brokerage firms LPL Financial and Triad Advisors, among others, filed lawsuits against the Ohio National Life Insurance Company, and their lawsuits have now just been tossed out. What's going on? What's happening with these lawsuits? Why do you care? Why am I even talking about it with you? Here's the deal. Ohio National Life Insurance Company sells variable annuities. They sell their variable annuities via stockbrokers and financial advisors and insurance agents, including brokers at LPL Financial and Triad Advisors. Last year, Ohio National decided to change its compensation structure on the commissions it pays to those brokers, and they decided to stop paying commissions on some of their variable annuities. This was a first-of-a-kind move. Never before has an insurance company that manufactures annuity products that are sold through financial advisors, never before have they decided to stop paying the commissions to the brokers who sold the annuities. Well, as you can imagine, the brokers got very upset about this, and they sued Ohio National, saying, "We've got contracts with you where you've promised to pay us commissions, and now you've stopped paying the commissions, and how dare you?" They filed the lawsuits, and the lawsuits have just been tossed out of court. What does all this mean for you? It's real simple. Did you know that when you bought a variable annuity issued by the Ohio National Life Insurance Company, that annuity paid commissions to the broker who was selling it to you? Yeah, you might have known that. Did you also know that not only did your broker earn a commission when they sold you the annuity, they also continued to earn ongoing commissions every year that you continued to own the annuity? These are called trail commissions. In other words, brokers who sell annuity products for commission, they not only earn an upfront commission at the time of sale, they earn an ongoing commission for the life of the annuity, even if they're not providing you any additional services. It's motivation for them to help make sure you don't cancel the annuity, that you don't liquidate it, that you don't move your money out of it. Because if you move your money out of it, the money leaves Ohio National Life Insurance Company. And to help prevent that from happening, they pay trail commissions to the brokers. The brokers are no longer earning those trail commissions. Is it therefore possible, now that they've lost their lawsuit, preventing them from collecting future compensation from your holding on to the annuity that they sold you some time ago, is it possible that those brokers might call you on the phone and encourage you to transfer the money out of that annuity into another annuity where they can generate a new commission, including upfront and ongoing trail commissions? That would be called churning. And it's a violation of insurance regulations. I'm not saying anybody's about to do that. What I'm saying to you is, be on your guard. If you have an insurance annuity or life insurance policy, you always have to wonder, why is it that someone is telling me to sell it, to dump it, to get rid of it, to liquidate it, and to move the money over to a new alternative product? Is it because that advice and recommendation is genuinely in your best interest? Or is somebody simply trying to generate a commission without you fully understanding that due to lack of disclosure? This is why we believe in the value of working with a fee-based advisor, someone whose compensation isn't tied to the purchase of products, where we don't make money based on whether you buy or sell or when you buy or sell, but instead focusing on the value of your account. A fee-based advisor wants your account to go up in value because the fee is based on the account value. If the account goes down in value, the fee goes down in value. You want your account value to go up, and so does a fee-based advisor whose compensation is tied to the value of the account, not the transactions within the account. Here at Edelman Financial Engines, I'm happy to say that we are a fee-based advisor whose fee is tied to the value of the account. We believe this puts us on the same side of the table as you. Rather than working at opposite interests, our interests are aligned from a compensation perspective. This is a very common way for advisors to be compensated for exactly this reason, and why we believe you should be careful when dealing with a commission-based financial advisor. If you're not sure about whether or not you're paying commissions, whether or not the guy who sold you the product is earning commissions, give us a call. We can help you understand what the fees and expenses are associated with the insurance or annuity or investment products that someone has sold to you. Just call us at 888-PLAN-REC. That's 888-752-6742. Hey, do you have a child? Let me change the subject here for you. Do you have a child who's still in grade school, and you're probably expecting the child to go to college one day, and odds are good, I hope, that you are planning to save for that child's college education and that you already are. The most effective way, the best way to save for college, is a 529 college savings account. Unfortunately, millions of Americans have never even heard of these accounts, even though they have children headed to college. And that's really unfortunate, because these accounts allow you to save money where the money grows on a tax-deferred basis. And if you use the money for college expenses, the money comes out completely tax-free. It's a heck of a deal. We really enjoy it. On average, though, a new study has just revealed that the average child where an account has been established under the 529 rules, that account has been opened for a child at the age of 7. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, that sounds about right. I mean, pretty good, huh? You know, these kids are still, that's a young child, age 7, to be thinking about college at age 7. That's not bad, is it? Well, yeah, actually, it is. Think about it. The kid is going to go to college at age 18. By age 7, the kid's almost halfway there. You've given up almost half of the compound growth opportunity by waiting until age 7 to open the account. A college funding account should be established upon the birth of the child. Don't wait until the kid is in second grade, first grade. You need to get that money invested right away. Here is some math that was done by a study on this subject. They assumed a $50,000 investment into the child's 529 account that was paid out over monthly installments. If you started at age 7, the account grew to $81,000 by age 18. But if you had instead started at birth, you would have $30,000 more. This is all based on historical returns. Of course, we know that past performance is no guarantee of future results. My point is real simple. Time is what creates wealth. It's not just saving money. It's saving money for long periods of time. And that's why you need to get those accounts established fast. If you've got a child or a grandchild who you believe might be headed to college, talk with a financial planner about a 529 college savings account and see if that is right for you. And if we could be helpful, you know how to reach us. Just go to rickedelman.com. Now let me change to the other end of the spectrum. We're going to go from children to the grandparents. Did you ever hear of a CCRC? That's a continuing care retirement community. These are really popular for people who are retired. Let's get rid of that big house, big empty house with all those bedrooms that nobody's using. You know, the hassle of taking care of that house and the yard and the whole bit. A lot of retirees like the idea of downsizing, and CCRCs are really popular. This is an entire campus where residents have the opportunity to move into a home of their own choosing as independent living, just like you're living right now. But as your health deteriorates, as you age, you can shift from independent living to assisted living to a memory care unit or to a nursing home. Now, CCRC programs are letting you do all of this in your own house. But here's the thing. There are about 2,000 continuing care retirement communities in the country. Only 32 of them have home care programs. You can expect a lot of them to be increasing this opportunity because it's meeting consumer demand. If you're thinking of moving into a CCRC, talk with us first. We can give you an idea of the options and opportunities available in your community. 888-PLAN-RIC, online at ricestellman.com.
For a wealth of information on personal finance, go to the education page at rickedelman.com.
Let's talk for a minute about stock market volatility. Hi, Rick Edelman here. You can expect to see market volatility, but don't let it frighten you out of your investment and retirement accounts. Now, I'm not making light of volatility. We get it. It's unsettling. But volatility is really simply a routine part of long-term investing. And the best way for you to avoid stock market volatility? Don't have all your money in stocks. That's why here at Edelman Financial Engines, we're careful to give our clients highly diversified portfolios, placing only a portion of assets into stocks. This helps give you the confidence that stock market volatility is really nothing to get concerned about. We've been helping thousands of clients just like you for 33 years. So come talk with us at Edelman Financial Engines and let us help put your market worries aside. Call us at 888-PLAN-RIC. That's 888-PLAN-RIC. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Take a vacation tonight or this weekend at Tulalip Resort Casino. You have 8 wonderful restaurants to choose from. If you want to spend the night, the fantastic hotel also has the 14,000 square foot tea spa, a luxurious sanctuary. And then, of course, there's all the other entertainment coming up in the next couple of months. MMA, Michael Bolton, tickets go on sale soon. It's your vacation that is so close to home. Check it out at TulalipResortCasino.com.
Chaz, 46. Former U.S. Army Ranger tells us about life before and after Universal Men's Clinic.
Well, I had a pretty active lifestyle in the military, you know, parachuting, shooting, swimming. When I retired in 2009, I noticed a downward trend, sleeping in late, watching a lot of TV. Since being treated at the clinic, I am definitely more motivated to go to the gym, definitely more confident with my lifestyle and my general presence, and it's way better at home. It made me a better father to my kids and a much better husband to my wife.
I'm Dr. Arkaki of Universal Men's Clinic.
If you are always feeling tired or moody, have a difficult time sleeping, or have little or no interest in sex, you may be suffering from low testosterone.
I'm probably better now than I was when I was 25.
First responders, union members, and military, make your appointment for November, and your initial office visit and lab test will be free. Call us at 206-529-1111. That's 206-529-1111. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Your holiday shopping list is long, and the clock is ticking. It's time to visit the Seahawks Pro Shop. We have the perfect gift for everyone on your list, even friends and family who aren't exactly easy to shop for. From stocking stuffers and stocking caps to Nike sideline gear and the largest selection of jerseys, the Seahawks Pro Shop is your holiday headquarters. For the gifts that get you, shop Seahawks.com/Pro Shop. The holidays are here.
Welcome back to the program. Rick Edelman here on The Truth About Money. 888-PLAN-RIC is our telephone number. 888-752-6742. Do you live in South Carolina? If you do, congratulations. You have hit the lottery. Yeah, I'm quite serious. If you are a South Carolina resident who pays taxes, you have hit the lottery. Yes, somebody in South Carolina won the lottery in 2018. It was one of the biggest lotteries ever. $1.5 billion is how much this individual won in the lottery. Guess what happens when you win the lottery?
Everybody has to pay taxes. Even businessmen that rob and steal and cheat from people every day, even they have to pay taxes.
Well, just imagine the tax hit on $1.5 billion. Well, this individual paid lots of taxes to the state of South Carolina, and it produced such a massive windfall that the state has decided to share it with all the taxpayers in the state. So everybody in South Carolina who pays income taxes is getting a $50 tax rebate. $50. This guy won $1.5 billion, and you're getting $50. By the way, that's on the condition that you paid at least $50 in taxes last year. The checks are going to be mailed by December 2nd, just in time for your holiday spending. And oh, by the way, you're going to owe federal income taxes on that money.
I'm the tax man. If you drive a car, car,
I tax the street.
If you drive to 6,
I tax your seat.
If you get too cold,
I tax the heat.
If you take a walk,
I tax your feet.
Yeah, okay, what the government giveth, the government taketh away. Changing subjects a little bit here, are you a federal employee or a member of the military, either active duty or retired? Do you work for the Postal Service, or are you a relative of any of the above? That's an awful lot of people if you think about it. Well, good news for you. The Office of Personnel Management, the famous OPM, has just announced they are launching a new plan providing you long-term care insurance. There's an existing long-term care insurance program in place. If you're already participating in that, no impact, no changes. But the reason that OPM is doing this new program is twofold. Number one, the new plan emphasizes home care and community care services. And second, it's designed in a way that it supposedly will reduce future cost increases. Any federal employee or member of the military who is engaged in the current long-term care insurance program knows that back in 2016, they raised the premiums and the prices more than doubled. That hike affected about a quarter of a million federal workers. They're now paying $1,300 a year more than they used to. It created such an outrage among federal employees and members of Congress that OPM has been struggling to figure out how to solve that dilemma. They've now done so with this new plan for the Federal Long-Term Care Insurance Program. If you are a federal employee, talk with us, because we're evaluating the new program right now to determine how good is it, what are its benefits, what are its pitfalls, and we can help you sort through all of this. So if you're a federal employee, call us at 888-PLAN-RICK if you are thinking about whether or not you should be buying this long-term care insurance, and if so, should you be buying it through the federal program or from a commercial carrier independently on your own? We're happy to help you. 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Let's jump over to the telephone, shall we? Carolyn's on the phone. She's from Phoenix. Hey, Carolyn.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Great, thank you. How can I help?
Yeah, I actually called you about 3 years ago to see if I should buy a house, and now I'm calling you to ask if I should refinance. I have a 30-year 4.25 loan on my house. Apart from my mortgage, I have less than $1,000 in debt, with an excellent credit score, and I'm thinking of taking out like $10,000 for home improvement. Do I wait to see if rates fall again? I'm in a volatile work industry, so I want to keep my mortgage low in case I'm ever out of work. And what are reasonable closing costs?
So I'm assuming that I gave you the advice 3 years ago to go ahead and buy the house.
You did. Thank you.
And you went and bought the house.
I did.
And so you've told me you've got a 30-year mortgage at 4.25%, but what's the mortgage balance on that?
$186,000.
And what's the value of the house?
$400,000.
Okay. And you're wondering whether you should refinance and whether you should take out an extra $10,000 in the course of doing so for home improvements.
Yes.
And how long do you plan on staying in the house?
I'd say probably maybe 7 years or so. It's unknown. But,
sure. But at least, you know, 3, 5, 7 years, something like that.
Yeah.
Got it. So, yes, you should definitely refinance. Mortgage interest rates these days have dropped dramatically. They are again near historic lows, around 3.75%, half a point less than your current rate. So, yes, makes a great deal of sense since you're planning to stay in the home for another 5+ years. To make it worthwhile. And the reason I say that is that while we will be able to dramatically lower the monthly payment on your loan, which is great news for you. It'll cost you about $1,500 to do it. That's the closing costs. So in Arizona, roughly $1,500 to get the loan done. So let's say that you do refinance and you save $100 a month. It would say it would take you 15 months to break even because of the $1,500 cost. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was quoted like $8,000 in closing costs.
That sounds like they are assessing points. I mean, I think you want to talk with one of my colleagues in our offices in Tempe to evaluate all of this in greater detail. I think what they're including are points associated with the loan. It's the closing cost per se should be around $1,500. So I think there are other expenses they're building in. But again, let's assume you're right. Then you have to take the attitude if the monthly mortgage is $100 cheaper and you're paying $8,000 to get it done, it's going to take you 80 months to break even on the transaction. And, you know, 80 months, oh my goodness, are you going to live in the house that long? I mean, that's really the, you know, the ultimate question. And so we have to do that guesswork to figure it out because that's, you know, over 6 years it'll take you. So if you're going to sell the house in five, it turns out to be not having been worth it. So that's why I don't think the closing costs you'll discover that high.
Okay, great.
Now, the second question you asked is, should you pull extra equity out of the house to provide for home improvements? The answer is absolutely yes, you should do that. Because, again, the mortgage interest rate is so low, 3.8 or thereabouts, that chances are that's a lower rate, especially net of taxes, if you're deducting, if you're itemizing your deductions.
I am.
Getting, great, so you get the mortgage interest deduction. The 3.75 now becomes closer to 2.75 on an after-tax basis. Odds are pretty good that your investment portfolio will earn a higher return than that, so why pull money out of your investments, which are earning a higher return over the 30-year life of the loan than the cost of the loan itself? It's called arbitrage, and this is what rich people do all the time. They borrow money cheaply so that they can invest money at a higher return. No guarantees that that'll work, but it's a bet I'd be willing to make anyway. And therefore, I would suggest you consider even more than just a $10,000 cash-out refinance. You do more than that. Take $25,000, partly because home improvements always cost more than everybody thinks, and also because you might come up with other opportunities for using the money in the future, buying a car, which that loan rate might be cheaper than the loan rate your car dealer offers, or other home improvements you might want to get involved in, or who knows what. So I would suggest you consider a bit higher because you have so much equity in your house, more than 50%, that I would suggest you up it to maybe a $25,000 cash out.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah, I think you're in great shape. Go have fun. Redo that kitchen.
Thanks a lot, Rick.
You're very welcome, Carolyn. Thank you so much for calling. That was Carolyn in Arizona. You can do the same thing. Let's double check the strategy. Here's what I plan to do. Should I? It's fabulous, and that's what Carolyn did. She called and asked before she acted. What I sometimes get a little frustrated about is when people call me on the phone and say, Rick, I went and just did this. Should I have done it? Doesn't really matter what I think. You know, went and did it. You know, it's sort of like saying, I just jumped in the water. Should I have? I don't know, but I can tell you you're kind of wet right now. It's a whole lot better for me to tell you in advance what the temperature of that water would be and the implications of jumping in without a towel handy. Anyway, let us help you. And the sooner you call us, the more help we can be. 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Online at ricedelman.com. That's about all the time we've got on the program this week. I'm Rick Edelman, and that's a wrap. Happy Thanksgiving.
As a reward, you'll have no radio for the rest of the week. Go to your room.
See you next week.
Get the truth about money every weekend on The Rick Edelman Show.